A wandering atrial pacemaker is often confused with MAT, multifocal atrial tachycardia. The two entities are not the same. As implied by its name, with MAT, there are multiple, that is multifocal, atrial sites occurring at a fast rate, tachycardia. Another name for MAT is chaotic atrial mechanism because there is an erratic beat-to-beat change in P-wave morphology as well as in the PR interval. MAT is a pathologic rhythm, most often associated with severe pulmonary disease, but sometimes also seen in very sick patients with a series of severe underlying disorders, including acid-base problems, electrolyte disorders, shock, septicemia, and other severe medical problems. In contrast, wandering atrial pacemaker is often a normal variant. Clues in support of this being a normal variant are the occurrence of a wandering pacemaker in an otherwise healthy individual, as opposed to the erratic one beat to the next beat change in P-wave morphology that we see with MAT. There is gradual change with a wandering pacemaker from one pacemaker site to the next over a period of several beats. Technically, in order to qualify as a wandering pacemaker, gradual shift between at least three different atrial sites is needed. As you might imagine, since shift from one site to the next, by definition, is gradual, a relatively longer period of monitoring is typically needed for diagnosis, which is why it's so easy to overlook a wandering atrial pacemaker. Pearl. The best way not to overlook wandering pacemaker is to routinely scrutinize a long lead to rhythm strip as the first thing you do with every ECG that you look at. It takes no more than a few seconds to scrutinize the long lead to rhythm strip, looking at each beat to ensure that P-wave morphology and the PR interval are not subtly changing. Beyond the core, MAT and wandering atrial pacemaker represent two ends of a spectrum. In a sense, MAT is simply a wandering pacemaker with a rapid rate and beat-to-beat change in P-wave morphology. I'll emphasize that not all patients read the textbook, so clinical judgment with awareness of the patient's medical history for conditions potentially predisposing to MAT may sometimes be needed for classification of middle ground cases that don't quite fit the definition of one or the other entity. Perhaps because there is not quite tachycardia or P-wave variation is not quite beat-to-beat. Lastly, consider a third entity along this spectrum that extends from a benign wandering atrial pacemaker to the pathologic condition of MAT. And that third entity is sinus rhythm with multiple PACs that can, at times, be very difficult to distinguish from MAT. Bottom line. A wandering atrial pacemaker is most often a benign condition that can easily be distinguished between MAT and sinus rhythm with multiple PACs because the patient with a wandering pacemaker is usually healthy and asymptomatic, and the shift in P-wave morphology from one P-wave shape to the next is usually gradual over a period of several beats without overly early beats occurring, as would be the case when there are multiple PACs.